Ethical travellers can find it challenging to find restaurants and hotels that match their chosen way of life. Berlin has a reputation for being Europe's vegan capital, but the city lacked green accommodation. So Axel and Alexandra Benz decided to fix that with the Almodovar Hotel.
So we built this hotel from the scratch, and what we thought is, what can we do for the budget? As green as possible. So we ended up making a building where we have, from the materials which are in the construction, two aspects which are green. One is the wall painting, which is, I think it's limestone in English. It's not plastics, which you normally put on the walls. And the oiled wood, which you find everywhere on the floor, in the furniture. And so we don't have burnished wood, but wood which has been treated with oil. It's not petrol, it's oil from plants. And like that, we can have a wood which looks fine, which is durable, and also which can be very easily repaired, because if it has a scratch, just oil it again and the scratch is not visible anymore. So these are the aspects from the material. And then from the energy side, from the beginning on, we said we will use only renewable electricity, which makes us quite green.
And when you started to do a green hotel, did it mean that it was actually more expensive to do? How does the finances work?
It is a little bit more expensive regarding the building. It is more expensive regarding the electricity, which just costs more. And the most important aspect, I think, is the food we sell, because we only have organic food and drinks, and that's really more expensive than to buy normal things.
But the fact that you've made it very sustainable, does that mean that in the long run, in other areas, you're actually saving money?
Regarding the furniture, because we hope and we think that we can use our furniture longer than other hotels. So that maybe will save us money in the long run. We hope so. And we made it in a way that it's still modern in 10, 15 years. And we hope that we also can use it. We used it now for 6 years and it still looks very fine. So we hope that we can save money there.
So although overall maybe the hotel costs you a little bit more, do you think it actually attracts more guests than you would get otherwise, and guests who are also willing to pay a little premium to be green?
I don't think that it attracts more guests, but of course we have a market niche, which means we have not such a hard job than other hotels have in Berlin. Berlin is a very, very strong hotel market where the prices are basically low, and it is very hard for hotels, and for us it's a little bit less hard. So because we have some, let's say 20, 30 or 40% of guests who really come explicitly because we are a green hotel or because we are a vegetarian hotel. And of course, that's good for us.
Talking of the food, being vegetarian and vegan, how important is that to you and why did you choose to go that route?
It's very important for us because I think that's the most important thing regarding our CO2 footprint. And it's also important for us because we are vegetarian ourselves. And that's something we really, really missed in hotels all over the world, that you can just go to the breakfast and choose whatever you want without thinking about, oh, is there maybe some bacon in it or not, and so on. So that was really something we really desired to have for ourselves. And it's not so difficult. There are lots of cooks who really also are interested in vegetarian food, especially in Berlin. And we always find persons who really like to do that.
That's Axel Benz from the Almodovar Hotel in Berlin. For more information, see almodovarhotel.de.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle and personal growth experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.